Hey, movie lovers. This year, all MJR Premier Rewards members who buy $30 in gift cards can get a free movie ticket. That's right. Spend $30 in MJR gift cards and receive a free movie ticket as a special holiday treat for yourself. Not a rewards member? Visit an MJR Theater's box office to sign up for free and make it a merry movie season.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Wake up, world. It's time for the William Malcolm Morning Show, where we encourage you to pursue your dreams and live a life filled with passion and purpose. So turn up your volume and prepare to be inspired. Now, here's your host, William Malcolm.
Good morning, America. Detroit City, it is a fine day in the neighborhood. I am so excited. I have the president of an institution of Michigan in my studio today. I'm going to let him introduce himself, but just so that you can know, I grew up down the street from, you know, I'm going to give it away from Lawrence Tech Technological University. LTU is what we've grown to call it. And just seeing the growth of this university, it is an honor to have you in studio. Can you introduce yourself to my listeners?
Of course. Good morning. My name is Tarek Sop. I am the president of Lawrence Technological University. I started actually as a president slightly less than 2 years ago, and I've been with Lawrence Tech for 3 years total.
And so first of all, thank you for all the work that you're doing in the community. I actually had a young man that I mentor. He's actually first of his class at Frederick Douglass Leadership Academy for Young Men, and he told me he wanted to go to LTU. So he had already was admitted, and I think you all just had your
open house.
Yes. So I talked to Lisa. Shout out to Lisa, and she's going to work with him to get a scholarship. I think he has a 4.2 GPA. So he wants to be an engineer, and your school was his first school of choice. So thank you for that.
Absolutely the right candidate for Lawrence Technological University.
Absolutely. And so let's just talk about the history of Lawrence Tech University.
Sure. Well, I mean, Lawrence Tech is incredibly unique, and let me tell you a personal story how I ended up at Lawrence Technological University. I've been in higher ed for close to 30 years and in industry before that. My own area is robotics and automation. And
You say only like that's pretty impressive, doctor.
The last 20 something years of my career before joining Lawrence Tech, I was in Connecticut. I served as an engineering dean and university executive vice president at the University of Bridgeport. And, you know, when the kids grew up and we were a little bit more as a family mobile, me and my wife, I was interested in assuming the presidency of a university. And I was very interested in technological universities, universities that really embrace technology in every discipline, because that's the wave of the future.
Absolutely. I mean,
regardless whether you want to be an engineer or a physician or a business professional or an architect, you have to be very well grounded in the usage and design of technology in your discipline. Otherwise, you will not be an eminent, successful professional. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at universities that are technological by name, vision, and mission in the country. And because we had no geographical boundaries at that time.
You're wide open.
And actually, believe it or not, it was my first time to ever do a job search, like really go through every single potential employer and try to focus and do that. I mean, all of my career, I was invited to join
Absolutely.
Institutions, but
Absolutely.
This was a traditional job search. And I looked at the universities in the country. There are 6,000 universities in the U.S.
Wow, I didn't know that. 6,000.
It is the country with the highest number or highest concentration of universities per capita.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a topic for a different discussion. I think that's 3,000 too many, but that's...
We don't want to tell the other 3,000 now.
but anyway, I mean, it's all about the outcomes,
absolutely,
right?
And whether, absolutely.
You know, whether the students get amazing jobs. But anyway,
yes.
So anyway, I thought in this time and age there would be many technologically focused institutions in the country. And after I did my very... comprehensive, precise, and you know, search, it turned out there are only 56 universities in the whole U.S. that are technologically focused by mission, vision, and name. And out of these, 28 were smaller institutions, meaning bachelor's level, mm-hmm. mostly engineering, not that many other disciplines. And I was aspiring, given my background, that I would be joining a comprehensive institution, all the majors, all the mm-hmm. degree levels from bachelor's to doctoral. And there were 28 of these, William, 28
out of
6,000, less than a 0.5%.
Wow.
And out of these 28, there were 13 private ones. And I was more focused on private universities because usually technological private universities are very agile and they come up with new programming that copes with the times and what the market needs and industry needs faster. And
mm-hmm.
there were only 13 universities, 1-3, in the whole country.
The whole United States
were technological by mission, vision, and name, and doctoral, comprehensive,
mm-hmm.
and private.
Mm-hmm.
And I failed in my job search. I mean,
you know what? I have to say something. Now we just fam have to say this. This man eloquently came in no prep. When I mean no prep, he came right in the studio. We got him a water. He sat down and he's going. So I have to say this. I can imagine when you did your search. And you tell me if I'm right or wrong, Doc. Mm. I can just see that you had like almost like a war room. And you had the, you know
it,
how
it
they
was
do,
my basement office.
You,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And how long did that take?
It took me actually a couple of months.
A couple of months.
In 2019.
In 2019.
And the reason the jobs for search failed is there were no positions available in these 13 universities.
So you did all that. So you did all that to get down to the 13. Okay.
And I mean, you know, presidents do stay a long time, understandably. And you know, and I called a couple of, you know, they're in higher ed, there are very few recruiters, three companies.
Right.
And I told them, listen, I'm interested in assuming the presidency of specifically one of these 13. and they said, well, good luck. I mean,
right.
And then karma, you know, like a couple of months later, actually the vice presidency opened at Lawrence Tech, and because the previous vice president and provost retired, and I got a call letting me know, well, I mean, it's not the presidency, it's the vice president position. Mm-hmm. And I'd been following Lawrence Tech, William, for many years as an engineering dean and somebody mm-hmm. who really is into technology. Lawrence Tech is an amazing story.
Yes, it is.
Lawrence Tech is 91 years young now, and, you know, since our
still
inception.
Still agile?
100%, my friend. I mean, Lawrence Tech has been founded on the premise of really graduating students who are ready for the workforce as professionals and technologists in every discipline from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And we are unapologetically a university that does exclusively that in mm-hmm. all our disciplines. We graduate students who are grounded in theory and practice, who have gone through experiential education and training in real jobs and industry while they are in the program at Lawrence Tech. And they do get the job offers even before they graduate. I mean, that's how good and how real and how industry immersed and agile our programming in every discipline, whether it's engineering.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because when you said, now normally I don't take notes. I'm like you. I come in. But I said I'm going to take notes today. But when you say theory and practice, how important is it for a young person out, that high school senior or that person going for their master, to go to LTU that is going to have a where they can get the practice?
Mm-hmm.
How important is that?
Not only important, it is probably the most important facet mm-hmm. of what we do as an institution. industries and the real world, you know, and companies don't have the time, resources, energy, and the economics does not allow for companies to hire people that they would train without being productive for a couple of years. That's simply
it's no more getting off the bench.
Nope.
We're going to let them redshirt a little bit. We got to get you right in and get you going.
Absolutely not. Everybody's working towards the bottom line. You know, industries have to turn on a dime and come up with new ventures and in electrification and mobility and autonomy and nanotechnology and all of these amazing emerging fields on the future, and they want people to be productive employees and professionals from day one. That's the bottom line. We have been always like that, and more so as of recently. More than 95% of our students go through at least one co-op or internship, paid handsomely. Actually, you know, before they graduate, our employment percentage has been 100%.
100%?
So a question that usually, you know, presidents and deans and chairs and so on in universities gets asked is, what is the percentage of your students who got a job within 6 months of graduation?
That's what I was thinking.
And usually...
You're a mind reader too?
usually when a university can claim that they are 80 to 85% or so, that means that is a very successful institution. And believe me, out of this 6,000 number that I quoted you of universities, that number is probably less than even 500.
Wow.
So basically, in our case, my problem at Lawrence Tech is not to find jobs for our amazing graduates. My problem is to keep them. Because they get the job offers right after the first or second internship. Companies, there is a huge shortage in STEM and technologically trained professionals in industry right now. Huge. I mean, we're talking millions of, you know, of people shortage in these kind of skills. Our kids, they go out, they do the internship and co-op, they get the job offer, and the company wants them to finish the degree program part-time, which we don't encourage, of course, by the way. So it's a great problem to have. Our university, Lawrence Tech, and I'm immensely proud to say this, has been the university with the highest starting average salary of its employees upon graduation in the whole state of Connecticut, of Michigan.
And you know what? On that note, we're going to take a quick break. That's a cliffhanger, because when we come back, we're going to talk more about the programs and all of the other things that this university offers. We'll take a quick break.
When you're looking for a trusted, professional, and creative team using state-of-the-art technology to capture your precious life moments and events, choose the second-to-none company for videography and live multimedia services.
One Vision Media Group.
Call us today at 1-800-764-3110 or visit our website at onevisionmediagroup.com. That's the number one, visionmediagroup.com. One Vision Media Group.
Our focus is on you.
Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram is under new ownership, new management. The new Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram remains a family-owned business and is considered to be the gold standard of auto dealerships. We are 100% committed to customer satisfaction and will do whatever we can to earn and retain your business. We are in the center of the Metro Detroit area, conveniently located on 8 Mile Road in Oak Park. Northland is the first and last place you will need to shop for a new or used car by Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. Visit NorthlandChryslerJeepDodge.com or call 248-398-8200 to learn more.
That music probably sounds familiar, Doctor. Isn't that your fight song?
Absolutely.
I did a little surprise for you. The look on his face when it came through. I love that. So listen, this is William Malcolm, and I have the great doctor here from the president of the university, Lawrence Tech University. And before break, he was just talking about this immense search he did, 6,000 schools. He narrowed it down to 3,000. Then he went down to 13. And he was walking us through how he ended up at Lawrence Tech. And so we want to close that because it's on a cliffhanger. And then I want to talk about some of the programs and some of the other things we have going on. So take it away, Doc.
Of course. Thank you. No, I mean, when you take a look at the characteristics, the unique positives of Lawrence Technological University and our differentiators. I mean, one of them is exactly that. We are part of this elite clique of universities that infuses and guarantees that every student is very technologically savvy in his or her discipline upon graduation. And then when you even take a look at Lawrence Tech, even compared to the other 12 peers that we have, you have other differentiators. I mean, one of them I was starting to talk about before the break is the employment percentage, 100%.
That is huge.
I mean, that's what every parent wants, William.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, we don't want our kids, you know, to spend, you know, lots of money
on
that.
It's an investment.
Exactly, and then get out and have them sit in the basement for a couple of years before getting a job that doesn't pay the bills. You know, we want them to be independent. We guarantee that. The fact that our starting salaries are the highest in the state of Michigan, and Michigan is home to many eminent universities, actually, is a unique differentiator. And of course, it's because of the nature of the programming. The professionals we graduate are, number one, professionals. I mean, they are ready to work because of the experiential experience they've had on campus and in co-ops or in internships because of the nature of the technological programming. They are multi-skilled professionals, William. Our architects are very well versed in 3D printing of houses and technology in architecture and robotic construction and many other technological facets of architecture and design, for example.
And I just want to say something. So I had the pleasure of working with Patrick and Lisa, and they let we partnered with Lawrence Tech University over the summer for the Hidden Genius Project. And your university was so just open the doors and let us. It's something to have. So the Hidden Genius Project trains and mentors black male youth in technology creation, entrepreneurship, and leadership skills to transform their lives and communities. And I helped launch the site in Detroit. It is a national program. One of the things I wanted to do was have these young men on a university campus. And so the way your university rolled the doors is just amazing. But while we were there, we saw the students build. They built, what is
the structure? The structure. These
the
are
structure.
Our,
and I watched them build it over the summer. It is amazing.
I mean, as I'm saying, I mean, it's all about theory and practice, right? Very few colleges of architecture and design let students do things other than using electronic drafting.
I wanted to help them. I wanted to go over there, but they told me I didn't have, you know, they told me to go back.
No, in our case, they actually build things. They do 3D printing of actual houses as projects for graduation when they are doing their bachelor's degrees. Our health
and
science,
that's bachelor's degrees, you
said? Yeah. Okay. Our health sciences students, they do work in things like robotic surgery, and they do work in telemedicine and bioinformatics. Our business students, they do great work in cybersecurity and IT. So every discipline we offer is very technology-infused and practice-infused, and that makes a humongous difference to the quality of the professionals we graduate. I want to touch upon the differentiators little bit more, William, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
We are, again, a very elite school. You know, in terms of the programming we offer and our outcomes, and we are private, right? And of course, you know how it is, and I'm talking like a parent because, you know, I have four kids.
I have two daughters. One is an engineer, and the other is going to school at University of Chicago. So
great,
I understand.
Great, and in my case, that number is four. I have four kids, ranging from 30, you know, all the way to 18. You know, two of them are currently in college, one grad school, and one is a physician actually. But the point that I want to make is, parents worry when they see the sticker price of universities, right?
They do.
And it's, of course, it's a big thing, right? And private schools are expensive. And I want to talk about the value proposition, because that's something that we really are very proud of, despite the fact that we are this elite, great university with great outcomes for our students. We offer, because of the amazing philanthropy of our graduates and alumni who give back to the school after graduation, we offer a wonderful set of merit scholarships, and these range anywhere between, you know, $10,000 to $20,000. The average merit scholarships for our admitted students is somewhere around the $17,000 range.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk numbers because I know this is important for
this
parents,
is kitchen,
if you
this
don't
is
mind.
Kitchen
you
table
know.
Talk. Yes,
exactly. I mean, seriously. I mean, right. you know, we are what? Let's say we are $40,000 tuition, which is large. It's like double or a little bit more than a public university. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. But here is what makes this immensely affordable and very doable. We give out about $17,000 on the average per student in merit scholarships based on the applications and, mm-hmm. and their credentials. I talked to you about the co-ops and internships, correct,
right,
William?
Right.
The average co-op, because of the training we do in technology in the various fields, pays our students anywhere between $12,000 to $20,000 per summer.
Per summer?
Yes, 3 months.
That's time for me to go back to school.
William, that's the average. Seriously.
That is the average.
That is the average. Technology jobs and STEM jobs are very high paying, and the need is immense, and they use this as a recruitment tool, the co-ops and internships, so they can get these students to work full-time afterwards. That's why they are very generous with, mm-hmm. you know, all
right,
the companies.
Because they know they're going to have options, exactly. because they're going to one of the 13
I know.
Universities.
Exactly. And so when you really do the math, that's another, let's say on the average, $30,000, just two co-ops, although our students get co-ops after the freshman year, after the sophomore, and after the junior. But let's say they do two co-ops, paid at the average of $15,000, and that's very typical. That's another $30,000 that they get mm-hmm. from these co-ops or internships. In addition, we have a ton of research labs and centers and mm-hmm. studios and workshops.
We've been able to use them over the summer.
I know. All of these, William, are manned by our undergraduate students. Mm-hmm. They are the student workers who work in these labs as work-study students. They get paid anywhere between $15 to $18 per hour, mm-hmm. and they can work up to 10 hours per week during the school year. That's another $3,000 to $5,000 per year in very relevant work in research
right.
labs and workshops
we're not talking
and studios.
About working at a fast
no,
food
no, no.
Place,
this is within their discipline.
In their discipline.
Yeah. So that's another $5,000 or
I'm
so
doing the math
year.
Here.
Exactly.
I'm adding
exactly.
it up as a parent.
Exactly.
And you can put that back on that tuition.
Exactly.
There you go.
And we are a very research-oriented university, mm-hmm. so many of our faculty, if not most, are world-renowned researchers and scholars. They get research grants. And they actually pay the students to work on these research grants as undergraduate researchers. Mm-hmm. That's another $2,000 to $3,000. When you add these numbers together, we are actually better valued than public universities.
Well, yes, yeah. and because especially with the level, listen, and I'm going to say this because the show is obviously heard in Detroit and in parts of Canada, but we have listeners all over. So when people are looking at to send their child or are they looking at grad school, we haven't even talked about the campus.
Yeah.
The
amazing.
Campus is beautiful.
Gorgeous campus.
Just
absolutely.
Just talk about that a little bit.
Campus is gorgeous. We have a very, very busy residential life. We have more than 1,100 students living on campus. We have more than 700 athletes and 38 sports. Mm-hmm. We have a myriad of clubs and sororities and fraternities. Very safe, very lively, very nice looking, as you, I'm
yes.
sure, have been through. Our students, they live on campus, they play on campus, they have fun, they form friendships for a lifetime. And on top of that, they get incredible jobs and co-ops and internships and specialize in the jobs of the future. We are literally training our students for job titles that do not even exist yet.
Wow.
I mean, that's the reality.
So. And so let me ask you this. We have a lot of families out who are listening, parents. Can you talk to that parent who may not know a lot about technology themselves, but they've seen their children or on technology, and or they may have a son or daughter who doesn't think that they can be successful? Can you talk to that parent and just to give them some encouragement to encourage their young person to go to a LTU and to pursue a field in technology?
So I think the bottom line is this. Every job is a technology job.
Every job.
That's every company is a technology company. Whether your son or daughter are interested in, you know, digital and social media, whether they're interested in business or finance or gaming or sports or, you know, or any other field. What we do is we don't teach people technology only. No, we teach them the discipline that they're interested in, whether it's nursing, whether it's engineering, whether it's architecture, whether it's digital design and media, whether it's, you know, areas like, for example, digital humanities or humanities and business, but we ensure that they are technology savvy in that discipline. Mm. And the new generation is very much into technology, William.
Yes, I mean, they are.
Very unfortunately, they are on their phones, you know, 18 hours a day, which is not a cool thing. Wouldn't that be cool if they are actually doing that while they are studying whatever they love, and they come out very technologically savvy in that discipline, guaranteeing an immense, very highly paying job? And that's what we're good at Lawrence Tech.
Absolutely. So I'm a person. I'm on the website, so ltu.edu. And we're right here, apply for fall 2023. Well, so we're going there. So you can apply. Is it rolling applications?
Yes, it is. Okay. You know, we would prefer if the students submit all of their materials for consideration into these great scholarships, maybe maximum sooner than later, but no later than mid-March, hopefully. Yeah.
Right. So they have a couple tabs on. They have another tab, visit the campus, so you can click there to learn more. And as the doctor mentioned, paying for college, full range of scholarships. And I gave my testimony earlier of the young man that's going, and the scholarship was very, very generous.
They are very, very generous. They are. We are amazing value and a school that means business. We make sure our students do incredibly well upon graduation.
Well, the music is going to start playing a little bit, but just what's next?
College of Health Sciences. So we're expanding big time into health sciences in areas like nursing and PA and physical therapy and occupational therapy, cardiovascular perfusion, physician assisting, and other areas like surgical technology and radiological technology, radiological tech and nuclear medicine, and so many other fields within healthcare through great partnerships with local hospitals and organizations. And every one of these great disciplines ensures that the students not only graduate with a job in hand, actually every one of these disciplines guarantees that, but guarantees that they are come out very well trained in medical technology and health tech. And that's what hospitals and what the profession really needs at this time. So that's our fifth college, because we traditionally have had only four colleges: architecture, design, arts and sciences, engineering, business, and IT. That's our big expansion area now. And we look forward to having students also join that great new college coming
Absolutely.
Up.
Well, we're down to under a minute. So how was your choice? You narrowed it down. How are you doing, doctor? How's your choice?
I couldn't have made a better choice.
I think you did pretty good.
I'm lucky. Incredible colleagues, amazing campus, wonderful students. We're doing real work, and we're making a huge difference to the lives of our students and communities. We just need to graduate more, my friend. That's the thing.
Yeah, so we're going to help you with that.
And increase the size of the pipeline. We want more access for more students to come in and join us on campus, because if I'm graduating five times as many students as I'm graduating them now, the outcomes will be the same. They'll all get amazing jobs. People want our students and companies and professions.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I can't stand any better. This was a very, thank you for coming in on a Saturday. I really appreciate it, doctor. This is ltu.edu. Go on there. I'm telling your family, you want to send your son or daughter to this amazing school. This is William Malcolm. God bless.
Morning Show.
Sponsored by William Malcolm Lux Collection.
If you're a business owner, you know these sounds mean sales. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. Whether you're fulfilling orders from your home office or warehouse, Stamps.com helps you stress less about mailing and shipping and spend more time doing what you love most. I mean, growing your business. But as you grow, so does the need for efficiency. Stamps.com simplifies your shipping and mailing process. Import orders from wherever you sell online. Find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times. Instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers. and buy shipping and mailing supplies when you run low. Save time and money on mailing and shipping. Get started at stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.